This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. On the campaign trail for Dallas District Attorney, the candidates have spent as much time attacking each other as they have debating policy. Republican candidate Susan Hawke has cast incumbent Democrat Craig Watkins as unfit for the job, a partisan politician with questionable ethics. Watkins casts Hawke as a desperate politician who will do anything to get elected. He says he's proven himself in the job as DA.
Over those 8 years, we've improved the crime rate. We've made Dallas County citizens safer and had an historic number of exonerations. We have exonerated 35 individuals for crimes they didn't commit.
Watkins says his 2 terms as DA make him the best candidate. Hawke says her experience in the courtroom makes her more qualified. She's been elected 3 times as judge, and before that was a decorated Dallas County prosecutor and deputy chief of the Child Abuse Division.
Our current district attorney has never even tried a felony case, you know, as a lead prosecutor. And when you have 240 assistant district attorneys that work for you, how can you possibly understand what the issues are or what's happening in the courtroom when you are not an expert in criminal law?
Hawke says if elected, she will build on the Conviction Integrity Unit Watkins created. That unit has become a national model for freeing those who've been wrongly convicted. In response, Watkins says Hawke could have focused on exonerations as a judge. She chose not to.
So why would someone be better than me to basically continue to do what we've done over the last 8 years? Because I've done it. I've had the courage to do it.
While Watkins has increased transparency within the district attorney's office, critics accuse him of covering up his own controversial car crash in 2013. Watkins used $50,000 of forfeiture funds to settle the accident. That money is normally reserved for law enforcement purposes. He also asked the other driver not to speak with the press. Watkins denies any wrongdoing.
This is just another opportunity for those individuals who had been in power for so long to take their courthouse back. But what they don't realize is that Dallas County has changed.
Republicans see in Susan Hawke their best chance to win a race in a county where Democrats hold all the seats. In 2010, Judge Danny Clancy almost beat Watkins. Hawke thinks she can pull it off this time and hasn't been shy about criticizing the DA. At a recent debate, she suggested he'd been drinking. He said that wasn't the case.
That was a comment that was made in jest, and the reason why I'm running is because I believe Dallas County deserves so much better, and they deserve a district attorney who has experience, who has integrity, that has been in the trenches and understands what the community deserves. And I definitely believe that I'm the right person for that job.
Watkins called her remark about having a drink shallow. Personal drama and mudslinging aside, if Hawke wants to win, she'll need to get thousands of Democrats to split straight tickets or get more Republicans to the polls. The question for voters is whether they want something new. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.